Hey, everybody, it's Brent Porsche from 93.3 WMMR, and I'm backstage at the 2018 MMRBQ. Joining me now is a Grammy Award-winning, long-standing visionary in the rock world, where he, along with his band Korn, have sold upwards of 40 million records worldwide. 8 of those official releases have been certified platinum or multi-platinum, with a list of other awards and accolades that could take up the rest of this interview, but I'd rather introduce you to the man who's getting ready to release his new album, Black Labyrinth, next week. But first, he must rock the stage here for us today in Camden. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the 2018 MMRBQ from Bakersfield, California, Mr. Jonathan Davis.
Hello.
What's up, man? Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us here at MMR.
That was quite an intro, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. So let's take it back to the very beginning, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Born in Bakersfield, California.
Yes.
Your middle name is Hausman?
Yes.
I would assume, I mean, that's not your everyday middle name. I would assume there's some sort of family significance with that name, yeah?
Yeah, it was my grandmother's maiden name.
Okay.
And I was named that because her brother was killed training fighter pilots in World War II over Mojave.
Wow.
And he was the last Hausman. So I was named that.
So it means a lot then?
Yeah, it means a lot. And I named my three boys that.
Oh, get out, really?
So, and I told them, like, punch them in the mouth if they don't name their boys that, so. Just to keep the name going.
Yeah, very cool. So your dad, Rick Davis, was a keyboardist for Buck Owens and Frank Zappa. Is this true?
That's a big lie on the internet.
That's a big lie? Okay. I mean,
but
he's
played with
himself?
Buck. Yeah, he's played with Buck, but not Frank Zappa.
Not Frank Zappa. Okay, so I'm assuming that this was your earliest memories and moments
My
of music as a kid.
Is him gigging with a couple different bands. He used to go around and tour in the United States playing in a couple different bands. Doing old 70s funk music.
But keyboardist.
Yeah,
keyboardist. Yeah, very cool. So, I mean, was that the first instrument you learned on as a
no,
kid?
No, drums.
Drums was first?
I started
okay.
When I was three, yeah.
Your brother, your half-brother, Mark Chavez, he's yes. with Edema, correct?
Yes.
They working on some new music at the moment, I believe?
I think so.
Yeah? Very cool.
Stuck for him.
Is it true that you worked at Toys R Us?
No.
No, that's not true? Another internet lie?
Yeah, that's all lies, bro.
Okay, so random question. Being from Bakersfield, do you know Kevin Harvick, the NASCAR driver?
I know of him.
You know of him. You haven't.
We don't.
Yeah,
none of us
like
hang
that.
Out. And okay, we don't have a place we all coach.
It's like saying, "Hey, you're from Philadelphia. You must know so and so." It's like, yeah, well, Philadelphia's a big ass city. So yeah, okay.
No, it's all good.
You've referenced some of your early musical influences, of one of which is being Andrew Lloyd Webber. Is
yes.
that correct? Okay.
Yes.
And did you have a particular piece of work that drew you in initially?
That was Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the first musicals I ever heard. I was very young. My parents were in it. In Bakersfield, doing local production of it. So that was probably the thing that turned me on to music, period.
Okay. Was there anything in particular to his music in particular that drew you to it?
I just liked it.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Phantom of the Opera, Andrew Lloyd Webber. That was
yeah,
my
that's
favorite.
Amazing, it's an amazing musical.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about the new record, Black Labyrinth. It's going to
okay.
be in stores coming up this week. How many years in the making is this album? I mean, it's like a decade plus at this point,
11.
I think, right? Is this an extension of the Alone I Play sessions going back?
That's what it made me want to do a record. But this was, I was going to rewind when I did The Queen and the Damned. That was the first time I ever did anything really solo when I was in Korn, and I really enjoyed doing that. I love the songs. A lot of people wanted me to keep doing the stuff. So when I did the Alone I Play tour, we went out and played those songs. I got an amazing band together, and I really just sparked something I wanted to do this record. So that's when I started writing it.
And the SFAs, which stood for?
Yeah, simply fucking amazing.
That's right?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. So the Alone I Play sessions, that was a CD DVD that you did that was kind of on your own, right? It was recorded out in Malibu?
We did. That was the first thing we did in Malibu. And then I did a second one was a live show.
Okay.
And that was in Union Square, or the Union Chapel, I'm sorry, in London.
Okay.
So I did two releases.
For the SFA's tour you did back in 2007, you played the Trocadero here in Philadelphia, which was killer.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, wow. We love you here in Philadelphia. So I remember you guys played the Chauffeur from Duran Duran. I know
yes.
you're a big-time fan of Duran Duran.
That's my favorite of Duran Duran.
Curious if you ever met Simon, if you ever
yeah.
hung out with them. Have you ever played on a bill with them by chance?
No.
Okay.
Korn and Duran Duran, no, I don't think would mix together, but that would be pretty dope.
Some of these festivals,
yeah,
though, has a
them.
Mix of, you know, some of these bands where it's entirely yeah. possible for you guys to be on the same bill. I remember a couple years ago, you did the performance with Asking Alexandria. You did
yeah.
You're Like a Wolf.
We did
Hungry
Like a Wolf.
Out in Ohio there, which was cool. I see you're covering Neil Diamond once again on
yes.
this tour. You did it first time around when we saw you back in 07. We see you this time around. Are you a Neil Diamond fan? Or are you just a fan of that particular song that you put on the bill?
I like... I like Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
He's got a good voice.
Were you sad to hear about his
prognosis? Yeah, he had to retire.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
You ever seen him live?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah,
good stuff, right?
He's really good.
Quite the showman.
Back in the day, we were managed by the same company that managed him, too, and I got to meet him and shake his hand, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the album quick. So who produced it? How many tracks? Are we going to get it on vinyl?
I produced it. It's 13 tracks, and yes, there's going to be two different versions.
Okay. So like bonus tracks on like a deluxe edition or something?
I think the label made one and I'm making one, so it's... I like collector stuff.
Okay. Are you a vinyl fan, I presume?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get it on colored vinyl or something of the sort. Very cool. We know brother Ray Luzier is in this one.
Yes.
We know him from Korn, obviously. We know him from the SFAs going way back as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about the rest of the band and who you brought along with you today, maybe who recorded on the album, et cetera?
Absolutely. The record, we had Miles Mosley, who's in SFA. Played bass. Ray played drums. It was his first gig he got when he got in Korn. When we tried out drummers, and he actually joined. I go, will you come to the studio and play on this record I'm working on? And that was his very first thing he did. So that's on drums. Miles Mosley on bass. Zach Baird on keyboards, which was Horse, was in Korn for a while.
Sure.
And then the rest was just me playing guitar. And I had my boy Shankar. Plays the violin, and then Wes Borland from Biscuit played on some songs too.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I know that was kind of documented over the years of the recording of this record, the various people and personnel and heads that have come in and out of the studio. So what he did with you guys will appear on this record.
Yeah.
Very cool. How many songs?
I think he did 5 or 6.
Okay.
He played on What It Is, so...
Very cool. So this record was inspired by your love of the out-of-body experiences and your increasing love of the Ganzfeld experiment. Am I pronouncing that right?
Ganzfeld.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Ganzfeld experiment is basically sensory deprivation. You take and cut a ping pong ball in half and tape them over your eyes, listen to white noise and stare at a red light. If you relax and kick back in about 20 minutes to a half hour, you'll start hallucinating because your brain wants to be stimulated. When you take that out, it trips out, so it starts making its own things up. So you're basically staring at your subconscious.
So this is non-chemical related? This is just you cover up your eyeballs, and it's whatever you see, like, literally inside of your mind there.
In your mind.
And that's what this is sort of the story that is being told throughout Black Labyrinth.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Very cool.
And rumor is that you already have ideas for the second album? You already working
on it? Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to start working on it.
Yeah?
I mean,
okay.
There's 10 songs in the can that... I didn't even put on there. I wrote 25.
Yeah.
So there's just a ton that I haven't put on this record. I might revisit, but I want to write a lot more.
Of course, we're playing What It Is on MMR. What of the other songs on the album are you most excited to get out to the world for everybody to hear?
There's one, Basic Needs, Underneath My Skin. What's another one? Final Days. I mean, I love all of them. I've worked on them for so long.
Very cool.
I can't wait.
So let's talk Korn a little bit. I mean, this year marks the 20th anniversary of Korn's third studio album called Follow the Leader, upwards of 10 million copies sold worldwide, spawning 5 hit singles. You won a Grammy for Freak on a Leash.
Yeah.
And it was announced that you guys have lined up a few dates to play the album in its entirety, yeah?
Yeah, well, we're not going to do it in its entirety. There's a couple songs that are just dumb we don't want to play. We were really drunk when we did them, so. But... We're going to play the majority of the record.
Well, part of this here, I have a quote from you that you said the budget for Follow the Leader as far as booze and alcohol is concerned was upwards of $60,000.
I think that's what we spent on booze.
Yeah. Have you ever partied and drank with Zach Wilde?
No, by the time I met Zach, I was sober.
Okay, because I was going to say, when they did the Metal Gods, or they did some metal tour a couple years ago with like Igor and Max Cavalera and all those guys were out on tour. And they said that the booze budget was upwards of about that, if not more, between all those guys just for that tour alone.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$60,000. So, hey, next year marks the 25th anniversary of Korn's self-titled debut, which means it also makes you eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thoughts on that?
I can't believe it's been that long.
Really?
Yeah. But it's awesome. Hey, we get nominated. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is pretty cool.
Does that still mean something to me?
But there's a lot of bands that deserve to be in there other than us right now.
I think of Judas Priest, and Bon Jovi, obviously selling 130 million records about damn time that they got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They're Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
it's pretty stupid if they're not.
And we're celebrating 50 years as a rock and roll radio station here in Philadelphia,
wow.
Which is pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Right? Thank you, man. As you can see, I don't know if you noticed, I'm rocking my Family
wow.
Values 2001. Was this the only Family Values that Korn didn't play on?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. But Stone Temple Pilots, who are here tonight, are actually on that tour. What are the chances eventually that we could see a resurrection of this much-needed tour?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that was a place in time in the past that was amazing. I think we could go and do different things.
Yeah? Okay. I just figure in a world today, you know, the revival, one of the most badass hard rock and touring festivals of all time, I think the world could use some Family Values, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
Okay. Excellent, man. one of my all-time favorite shows is South Park. You guys got to do a Scooby-Doo-esque episode of South Park. Was that fun to do?
It was amazing, man. And we had to do it twice.
Okay.
The first time we were in a studio, I think we were in Chicago or something. It was ISD and into their studio, and someone forgot to hit record on the...
Oh, for real? It was one of those?
So,
it was probably perfect the first time,
it was
right?
Perfect, but oh, we even got it better the second time. Yeah, it was cool.
So was that something, I know with South Park, they're notorious for actually like writing the episode literally the week before they're about to shoot it or write it up. Mm-hmm. Was that how they did it with you guys as well?
I think so.
Yeah.
Those guys are busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that, and then after we got back from the road, we had to go in and do some pickup lines and stuff, so I got to go to their actual studio and see how they do things. It's madness. Though.
Awesome, man. What is the story on any kind of new music in regards to Korn?
We're just working on stuff right now.
You have one in the chamber coming
yeah.
up here shortly.
So
awesome.
I'm gonna get back and start writing with those guys, and looking forward to it.
But obviously, priority number one at the moment is the new record and this solo tour and everything you have
yeah, well,
in front of you.
Flip flop, they're both important to me, so I gotta get in there and start doing some Korn songs too.
Very cool. All right, so hey, Jonathan, we can't thank you enough for spending the time with us here at MMR,
good,
having you here at the MMRBQ today. We're very much looking forward to Black Labyrinth again, which will be
thank
in
you.
Stores coming up this Friday. We wish you the best of luck, but we need you to go rock the stage for us now.
Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jonathan Davis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. Awesome.